This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on two-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from today. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Jaydeep Majumdar said during the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN India Summit and 19th East Asia Summit. Mr. Majumdar informed that this will be the Prime Minister's 10th attendance at the ASEAN India Summit. He said Prime Minister Modi is travelling to Vientiane at the invitation of Prime Minister of Laos, Sonsait Sifandon. Mr. Majumdar said Prime Minister Modi, along with other heads of states and government of ASEAN countries, will review the progress of relation between India and ASEAN. Renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata passed away in Mumbai yesterday at the age of 86. He had been undergoing treatment at private hospital and was in critical condition. N. Chandrasekhan, chairman of Tata Sons, confirmed Mr. Tata's passing in a statement. Mr. Tata joined the Tata Group in 1962. After serving in various companies, he was appointed director in charge of National Radio and Electronics Company Limited in 1971. He was chairman of Tata Sons, the holding company of Tata Group, from 1991 till his retirement on December 28, 2012. On December 29, 2012, Mr. Tata was confirmed with honorary title of Chairman Emeritus of Tata Sons, Tata Industries, Tata Motors, Tata Steel and Tata Chemicals. One of the India's most respected business leader, Mr. Tata served as the chairman of Tata Sons for over two decades. He was deeply involved in philanthropy through the Tata Trust and was honored with numerous awards, including Padma Bhushan and Padma Vibhushan. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have expressed distress over the demise of Padma Vibhushan and Padma Bhushan recipient at industrialist Ratan Tata. In a social media post, the President said that with the demise of businessman Ratan Tata, India has lost an icon who blended corporate growth with national building and excellence with ethics. President Murmu added businessman Ratan Tata took forward with the great Tata legacy and give it more impressive global presence. In his condolence message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that he is deeply pained by the passing away of industrialist Ratan Tata. Mr. Dhankar said that Mr. Tata was a towering figure of Indian industries whose contribution towards building a self-reliant Bharat will be forever be an inspiration to entrepreneurs and India and beyond. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also expressed grief over the demise of industrialist Ratan Tata. In social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is deeply pained in businessman Ratan Tata's passing away. Recalling his interaction with Ratan Tata, Mr. Modi said that his perspective was very enriched. He added Mr. Tata has a passion towards dreaming big and giving back to the society. Mr. Modi said he was the forefront of championing causes like education, healthcare, sanitation, animal welfare in the country. Defence Minister Rajan Singh has expressed grief on the demise of Ratan Tata, saying Ratan Tata will be known for his contribution in the economy. In Haryana, independent candidate Savitri Jindal, Devendra Kasbian and Rajesh Jhun, who won Haryana Assembly election, have extended their support to Bharatiya Janata Party. Thus, the number of MLAs with the Bharatiya Janata Party has gone up to 51. In men's cricket, India stormed to resounding 86 runs over Bangladesh in the second T20 International sealing three-match series 2-0 with the game to spare at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. The victory marks the biggest margin of win by runs for India against Bangladesh in T20 history, surpassing their previous record of a 50-run victory not sounding during the recent T20 World Cup. The Indian women's team made history by securing a monumental bronze medal at Asian Table Tennis Championship in Astana, Kazakhstan. This is country's first ever medal in the women's team category. During the semi-finals, India lost by Japan by 1-3, while in the other semi-finals, China lost to Hong Kong by 0-3. In this competition, both losing semi-finalists are awarded bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.